Well, good morning again, and we do praise God for each of you on the call today. But truly, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank God for each of you and for those who are on the various platforms as we share this inspirational moment together. As you can see, I have my better half. Those of you who are watching Facebook Live, I have my better half with me today, and she's raring and ready to go. Can't you see how excited she is? And so we praise God for his keeping power and for him sustaining us, and how he continues to look beyond our faults and get right to our needs. Here it is, the 27th day of December. I tell you, December is out the window already. And but we serve an amazing God. He has done marvelous things for us, wherewith we are glad. And did not our hearts burn this Sunday, Lady Kim, as we shared in with a unique Sunday, because it only comes around like every 7 years, and it was Christmas Sunday morning, and our hearts are still burning as we have celebrated the birth of Christ, and we live on tiptoe in anticipation for his return. And so we're grateful for all that God has done, all that he's doing, and all that he will do. We just talked a little bit Sunday about how love came down at Christmas, and how we experience God's love, and how we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that we have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give him praise. And Lady Kim, will you lead us in a word of prayer as we prepare for this brief time together today?
Amen. God, we thank you today. We bless you and we honor you, for you are worthy to be praised. We thank you for this morning's uprising, and we thank you, God, for last night's slumber and sleep. We thank you for allowing us to wake up to see a new day, a day that we have never seen before, and a day that you are going to allow us to experience. Now, God, we ask that as we meditate out at this time, on this moment, on this word, that you will refresh our hearts, refresh our minds, refresh our relationships, God, with one another. But most of all, God, refresh our relationship with you. We thank you for this moment that we have to share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, and praise God. Well, you know, Lady Kim, we have been talking in our Bible study, and we missed Bible study last night, but we said we would come on today with a special word. And one of the things we've been talking about is forming lasting relationships. But before we get into just a brief inspirational moment, let me give you the playback number. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. But we've been talking about forming lasting relationships and how important that is for couples, for those who are significant others to each other, and for those who are considering becoming a couple or engaged or considering even matrimonial bliss. And we were going to kind of talk about that on last night, but we really didn't get an opportunity. But, you know, as we've always said, Lady Kim, healthy relationships really begin with love, and it begins with God. And one of the little devotional books that I refer to oftentimes that I mentioned is this book from Bishop Joseph Walker III, as he talks about a date with destiny. And it's just a devotional book to help you find the love you need. And so I was gleaning from that today. And Lady Kim and I just wanted to share with you how important it is for you to be sure that if you're going to form a lasting relationship, that relationship first and foremost must begin with God.
Amen. That's right.
And so this critical, even as that relationship is established, we believe that those vertical, the vertical relationship with God helps increase the oneness that you are looking for in your horizontal relationships. Would you agree with me on that,
Lady Kim? Yes, I would agree. Yes.
Okay. All right. And so there's a word found in 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 7 through 8. It says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love."
Yes.
And so, you know, in the midst of everything that we experience in relationships, it's critical for couples particularly to know that the two people who love God, God establishes a bond in a relationship because of their vertical relationship with Him that helps them weather the storms and help them go through the difficulties and the trials that they may experience. Because there are no perfect people, there are no perfect relationships, and there are going to be situations and difficulties that may arise. There will be disagreements, but I think once the foundation is established, then it helps us in terms of getting through those rough times in life. You want to say anything about that?
Amen. Well, one of the things I was thinking about is that when you said that relationships start with God and start with love, I said, that's an interesting statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we all in love? But then I thought about that, and some people are in lust,
okay,
not in love. You know, they're looking at the outward appearance. They're looking at hips and lips,
okay,
amen, instead of looking at the heart or the inward person.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to find, you know, when you get past how fine she is or how handsome he is or what he has materialistically, like you said, all of us are imperfect. We all have flaws. We all have different personalities. And so we have to get beyond all of that.
Okay.
And learn to love a person for who they are, for who God created them to be. And so we have to get, first of all, our love relationship with God solidified and intact. We have to be one as a person before we come one with someone else.
That's great. That's rich. And, you know, a lot of times people even consider, after they have gone into the relationship the wrong way and they are in the midst of trying to, you know, clear things up and try to make it right, it's still not too late for you to establish a relationship with God and get back on track. I believe God will honor that because, you know, difficulties come in all relationships. Trying times will try you. And if your faith is not rooted and grounded in God, then it's going to be a storm that's going to be a little more difficult, because if you don't have the foundation in God, you'll try to make all of the decisions within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that oftentimes when we leave God out of the picture, that things don't always turn out the way they should.
That's
Is that right?
That's correct.
And we find ourselves making different commitments to other things other than God, trying to get out of a situation that only God can get us out of.
Amen. That's correct.
And so we have to embrace the challenge and know that God's love will prevail in the midst of whatever it is we might be faced with and whatever challenges we might be going through. Joseph Walker Bishop says that their love is deeper than a feeling. Love is based on knowledge.
Wow.
And so we have to make sure that in our relationship with each other and forming a lasting relationship, we have to know that feelings will come and go, but love is the base for our relationship, and love is what sustains us. And the knowledge that we have in God gives us the strength to overcome. Would
Amen.
You agree with me
That's
on that?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So here's what we want to share with you, is just a couple of just pointers, if you will. If you're going through a difficult time, and if you have not really established proper relationship with God, and you're basing your decisions on the natural and not on the spiritual, and you're not waiting for God to do what He needs to do, we want to encourage you to really put your faith and trust in God. Allow your behavior to match your belief in God. because it's going to show up in terms of who you say you are in Christ, because the difficulties, the trials, and the tribulations are going to be the things that's going to test your faith.
Yes, they are.
And James says, knowing this, count it all joy.
All joy.
Knowing that the trying of our faith is what worketh patience. Then he goes on to say, let patience have a perfect work, that we might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so there are going to be difficulties. There are going to be trying times. There are going to be times where you want to give up and throw in the towel. But I want to encourage you and let you know that healthy relationships begins with God. It begins with love. And you have to trust the timing of God and wait on him to do what he said he would do.
Yes.
Anything else you want to share, a pointer? How have you made it through some trying times, Lady Kim? Has it been your relationship with God
Absolutely.
That has sustained you?
Yes, much prayer. and sometimes, you know, when you're facing a difficult situation, fasting.
Okay.
And so we're getting ready to enter a fast next week. And so sometimes prayer and fasting is in order.
Okay. All right. So as we close out this year and as we prepare, as Lady Kim said, for the new year that's right around the corner, go ahead and start, if you haven't already, establishing those basic principles that you need: fasting, praying, seeking the face of God. We'll be in a 12-day fast starting the 2nd of January at ATOP, and we invite you to be a part of that. It'll be a corporate fast, and the entire congregation will be participating in that. But we're looking forward with eager anticipation in terms of what God is going to do in the
Amen.
New year.
That's right.
And we closed out on this past Sunday in a powerful and a mighty way. Some three people came to give their lives to the Lord. All three of them, as a matter of fact, will be baptized. And so we're just so excited about that. And we give God the praise, honor, and the glory. And so even as we prepare to close out this time, let me give you the playback number again. It's 605-475-3228. And we pray and hope that you will continue to seek the face of God, trust the timing of God, and know that relationships must be established, first of all, in proper standing with God. And then when those horizontal relationships begin to fall apart, you'll know beyond the shadow of a doubt that your anchor will hold and it will grip the solid rock of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, let's have a word of prayer as we close out this day. God, we thank you again for your love toward us and for helping us to love each other. We're grateful for how you bless us even in spite of ourselves. We ask now, dear Lord, that you will look upon us with divine favor and that you will give us the knowledge that we need that only comes from you. And so, God, we love you today and we honor you. We thank you for your keeping power and for sustaining us all year long. Here it is, the 27th day of December. And for this, we give you praise. And so now, God, continue to keep us even as we prepare to close out this year and move into what you have in store for us in the new year. So we love you and we honor you and we thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and praise God. Well, look, we hope you have a fantastic day today as you make your way. And don't forget, as we always say, keep your spiritual antennas up, because we believe God is going to use you in a powerful and a mighty way to be a blessing to somebody else. We are blessed to be a blessing, saved to do some saving, and we're loved by God so that we might love someone else. Anything else you want to share, Lady Kim, as we prepare to close out?
And we will not meet again until next year.
That's right.
So happy new year. Happy, blessed, prosperous new year to each and every one of you. We love you dearly, and thank you for supporting Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church in everything that we do.
That's right. And so we hope that you will join us this Sunday at 9:45 a.m. as we bring in the new year. We're excited about what God is going to do, and we look forward to you being a part of that.
Amen.
Well, until next time, you be blessed and continue to trust the timing of God in your situation.
Amen.